Welcome to the Lifehouse Church podcast. More information about Lifehouse and our senior pastors, Richard and Helen Kabakian, can be found at lifehouse.com.au. We hope you enjoy the following message.
I'm going to say something that may or may not shock you, but it's a truth, and so you need to be aware of it. It might not be obvious to some of you, so I want to make it obvious to you, and I want to help you during this Christmas season, during this holiday season. For some of you, you are taking holidays. For some of you, you're not. But let me just encourage every one of you to know this truth. I would hope you would know it. It's very difficult. It's like sincerely fairly difficult to achieve the will of God on your life, to achieve your dreams, and to have the influence on people's lives that you would desire. It's very difficult to have all of that happen if you're dead. Yeah. Wow. Amen. Would you agree with that? Yes, I told you. There's going to be truth spoken tonight, guys. There's truth right there. Fairly difficult. Actually, let's go with the word impossible. So if you want to achieve your dream for 2019, if you want God to do some amazing things through you and your family, if you want to achieve some goals, it'd be a really clever thing to try and stay alive during 2019. It's just make that one of your goals, to stay alive. Okay? So that's really, really important if you actually want to achieve everything that God's got for you. So funny enough, it's actually not as easy to stay alive as we would all like to think so. Just recently I was reading an article. Well, we all knew that, you know, many years ago they were telling us that fat was really bad. It gave you cholesterol. It was going to kill you. And so stop eating fat. So we all started eating low-fat yogurts, and we were eating low-fat everything. And now we've discovered actually fat wasn't the problem. It was sugar. So now sugar's killing us, and now soon they're going to tell us it's not sugar, it's water. And soon it's going to not be water, it's going to be something else. But you know what? There's no doubt about it. There are things that we can eat, things that we can do, things that we can ride, things that we can do as a thrill-seeking sport. No doubt about it, those things can kill us. But let me tell you, there is a silent killer that most of us experience. And if we're not careful, it really has the ability to literally kill you. Science is telling us that, but it's not spoken about often enough. And I'm talking about stress. And in this time, some of us are stressing right now because you haven't bought a gift for the person that you love. Right now you're stressing. Some of you are like, okay, some of you are stressed about the experience you're about to have with some family. Some of you are stressed about a flight that you're going to take. Some of you are stressed. There's a whole lot of stresses that enter into our lives. Now, some of you, I've got to hand it to you, you've got a degree in stress. Well done. You're very, very good at it. You're a professional. Some of you are just amateurs. You're not very good at it. But some of you are professionals at stressing. And when I say stress, what do I mean? I mean a state of mental tension or worry that causes problems in your life. And the stress is caused by relationships, work stresses, and it causes a feeling of strong anxiety, physical force or pressure, physical force or pressure. I want us as a church, myself included, can we make a commitment that we're going to make 2019 a stress-free life? Can we do that? Okay. As you're going to soon discover, that's pretty much impossible. Unless you are planning to die. If you're going to be in this life, there are going to be some stresses. But what I'm hoping to give you a handle on today is to give you some tools to get through the stress. Is that okay? So, you know, there are killers. And once again, let's just go back to the overeating thing. You know, the eating thing is something that could kill you. If you're eating the wrong things, you're eating too much of the wrong things. But do you know, often the reason why people overeat is because they're stressed. Yeah. You know, cigarettes will kill you. We all know that now. Yeah. Cigarettes will kill you. Do you know why most people smoke? Because they're stressed. Yeah. It actually, when you work it back, a lot of what we do actually is related to stress. Yeah. Here's officially the top four stresses in people's lives. 49% of people stress about money. Come on, right now. So there are some people in this room, you're stressing about money. And for some of you, it's extreme. For some of you, it's just you would like to spend more on someone that you love and you just can't. That stresses you out. 22% said family responsibilities were their greatest stress factors. For other people, it was work deadlines. And that was, again, 22%. And 7% was simply the commuting caused you stress. And for me, it's the Carlton Football Club. That's the biggest stress in my life. We haven't even started yet and half the team's injured. Okay. But listen, let me tell you something about stress. Can we go on just on a little bit of a journey? Am I speaking anybody's language, first of all, right? Come on, some of you are stressed right now about your relationships. You're stressed about many things. Let's get a handle on this, okay, before it actually causes us some damage. Stress is not a new thing. I know that we like to think it's like a 2018 thing or a 2017 or a 2016 or basically when Instagram came out or Facebook. No. It was around. It's been around a long, long time. It's an ancient killer. And in 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verses 8 to 10. Now, I know some of you don't take notes because you've just got a photographic memory, but please take photos of these scriptures, okay? I welcome you. Just get your phone out and just at least take photos of the scriptures that are going to go up. They're going to help you. This is what the Apostle Paul said. He says, "We do not want you to be uninformed, brothers and sisters, about the troubles we experienced in the province of Asia." Listen to this. Here he is. This is the Apostle. He says, "We were under great pressure." That's the apostle who knew Jesus intimately, but he was under pressure. He says, "Far beyond our ability to endure, so that we despaired of life itself." Are you seeing that? This guy's under a lot of pressure. He was facing it daily. In 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verses 27 to 28, I'll read this one out for you as well. He says, "I have labored and toiled and I've often gone without sleep." Anyone ever gone without sleep? Because of stress, yeah. He says, "I've known hunger and thirst and I've often gone without food." He says, "I've been cold and I've been naked." He said, "Besides everything else," watch this, "I face daily the pressure of my concern." Now, his concern was for all the churches. Your concern could be for your family. What's going to happen next year? Your health. A lot of us are concerned about something right now. And we just think that concern just sort of sits there all tucked away. No. Concern leads to pressure and pressure leads to stress. It's our concern. But he says this, another scripture, 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 8. He says, "We are hard pressed on every side." He says, "But we're not crushed." Are you seeing that? He's not denying that he's under some pressure. He's not denying that he's stressed, but he says, "But it's not crushing me." He says, "I'm perplexed." Everyone say perplexed. But not in despair. Do you know, perplexed means bewildered, to be puzzled, to be complicated, involved, or entangled. Do you know, this is our life. You know, it's very easy to find yourself in this place. One guy's talking to another guy and he says, "You know what, man, I have got a mountain of credit card debt." He said, "I've lost my house, I've lost my car, my house is being repossessed." He says, "But you know what, I'm not worried about it." And the guy says, "Why?" He says, "Because I've hired a professional worrier to worry for me." And he says, "Really? How does that work?" He says, "I just pay him and he worries for me." He says, "How much does that cost you?" He says, $100,000 a year. He goes, "Man, how are you going to pay that debt?" He goes, "I don't know. He can worry about that." Just lighten up the mood a little here. Hey, listen, we're talking about stress. And let me stress something to you. Come on, mate. This is just getting better and better now. Hey, listen, do not aim to run from stress. Don't make that your aim. Learn to handle it better. Don't make your aim a stress-free life. Make your goal a stress-handling life. Okay, if the Apostle Paul was stressed, he says, "Listen, I'm stressed, but I'm not crushed by it." But he was stressed. Now, if anyone would know how to live a stress-free life, it would be him. But somehow he wasn't able to get around it. He just knew how to handle it. And often we want God to take us around the challenge. God says, no, I'll take you through the challenge. I'll be there with you. And so we need to learn how to cope with stress. Now, let me tell you why. Because some of us think that stress is a really bad thing. Or sometimes we think pressure is a bad thing. It's a bad thing. It's going to be bad. Well, you know what? You know, there is medication for high blood pressure. Yeah, we get that. Did you know there's also medication for low blood pressure? There is a balance in life. Show me someone that's got no stress. I'll show you someone who's doing nothing with their life, and they don't have a family as well. Yeah, show me someone that's got no stress. I'll show you someone that's not taking on any responsibility. They're not concerned about anyone. Everyone, they're not connected to anybody. If you're connected to just a few people, you're going to see that there's going to be some issues in their life. And if you've got a caring and loving heart, of course you're going to be concerned. Yeah. To try and live a stress-free life, it means you don't care about anything. No, I care about a lot of things. And I'm stressed about a lot of things, but I'm going to use it in the right way. Hey, listen, you take a lump of coal. Some of you know where I'm going with this. Come on, help me preach. You take a lump of coal, just an ugly, ugly lump of coal, but you put that thing under immense pressure over a couple of, well, they would tell us millions of years, and put that coal under, what's it turn into? A diamond?
Yeah, that's right.
A diamond? Imagine that coal goes, but I don't want the pressure. Well, stay a coal then. Black coal, filthy on your hands, not much use except to just burn away and then it's turned into, or you can become a ring. Yeah, we love the diamond, but do you love the pressure that caused the diamond? Oh, yeah, come on. You're going to get louder than that. I reckon that was good preaching right about there. Guys, it's all about the way you think of the pressure and the stress. It really is. It's all about the way you think about it. You know, I've got some illustrations here. Some of these guys are going to help me out here. And then you guys are going to really, really help me preach. Here we go. So over here, our first prop over here is a weight, okay? Right? And it's a box. It's a box. You can put that over there. Right? This is an awkward, no purpose stress. I should have had the, you need to help me, I need to be my microphone. So, can you hold this? So this is your friend moving house. This is the books from your uni that you've put into, and like your mum tells you to actually move it and stuff. And this box here, it's got no purpose. And it's like, who wants to move? Does anybody really want to move this box? No, like you avoid moving this. You can't be bothered moving this. And because of that, you pick it up and you're like, and you walk and you exaggerate it and you smash it into walls. And life right about now, hey, how's your life, bro? Life's terrible. Life's, because it's a weight that's got no purpose really, and it's just stressing you out. And you know, if this was your life, like if this was your job, like, is life great for you? No, probably not. So we avoid that like the plague. And you know, they tell you that if you don't carry this right, you'll actually do a back injury. Is that right? Scenario number two. This weighs about 30 kilos. Scenario number two, we've got another 30 kilo weight here. This one here, you actually paid to lift it. This one here, it's like, get out of my life. This one, it's come into my life. I need you. But listen, the funny thing is, 30 kilos. Same weight, but your mindset's different. Now it's, yeah. Come on, somebody. This, come over here, my microphone. See, this has got purpose. I'm gonna stand correctly. You know what I mean? I'm gonna stand right, and I'm gonna go. Oh yeah, come on, baby. Come on, somebody. I'm gonna go. And listen, I'm gonna look at myself in the mirror now. Oh, come on, man. Is she looking at me? Okay. And I'm gonna pay for this because, see, I know what it's doing. I know what it's doing. That, I don't know what that's doing. That thing annoys me. This, oh, I love this. I'm going to drive 20 minutes to do this. I'm going to drive 20 minutes home. I'm going to do this 5 days a week. That, if I have to do that once a year, it annoys me. I hate it. I can't stand it. 30 kilos, 30 kilos. It's all about what you're thinking. It's all about what you're thinking. The funny thing is, that and that will both, they'll both build muscle. But this thing here, it's just awkward to carry. And because of that, I'm going to do an injury. Listen, stress can either do you an injury. And you are repulsed by your partner. You're repulsed by your school classroom. You're repulsed by... Or same weight. And it's like, I love you. I love what you're doing to me. How do you see the stress in your life? Is it building you or is it breaking you? Make a decision that it's building your life, not breaking your life. It's all about the way we see it. Do you know, I was watching... Okay, I'm a little bit puffed. All right, okay, just a little bit. All right, maybe I exaggerated that a little bit. I'm probably enjoying that a bit too much. But over there... Where's Phil Thomas? Is he in the room? Dr. Phil? No, he's not here. Okay. Oh, well, maybe I'm going to have to... Okay, here it is. Watch this. Watch this. Watch that. Okay, watch that. Look, are you serious? Here he goes. Watch, watch. Come on, Phil. Come on, Phil. Come on, Phil. I don't think he's done yet. I don't think he's done yet. Oh, that, is that it? Okay. Okay, he's done. He's done then. Now, I don't know what that weight is. Does anyone know? Sean, what's... About 300 what? 300 kilos. No, surely not. Is it really? Okay. All right. Why did we show that video? Couldn't have shown some young girl with a couple of weights, no? All right. Oh. Come. I'm feeling stressed. I'm feeling stressed. I'm feeling stressed. Somebody help. Okay. Point. The point is, listen. Who do you see walking around the streets picking up a 300 kilos? I don't know. What would weigh 300 kilos? I don't know. Some tire or something. Who do you see picking that up and actually doing it by choice? Phil. Okay. Freudian slip there. Phil is paying to do that. He's paying for that stress. Why? Because he knows it's going to build him. And as we can see, it's doing a great job. Phil is growing, right? Can I suggest to you, listen, you know the stress that you're desperately trying to avoid? Do you think maybe God is doing it to actually build you? Is there any chance that he's allowing some stress and strain and some negativity in your life? Do you know when you pick up a weight, do you know what's going on there? There is a negativity going on. There is a gravity pulling it down and you have to work against. Do you know, if you don't have anything, if there's no resistance, you can be lifting a weight all day and not grow. But as soon as that weight gets to a certain place where it's actually hard for you, you've actually got to forgive. You've actually got to have a positive mindset. You've actually got to be generous again. Gotta be generous again. But I was generous last Christmas. Yeah, be generous again. But I forgave them last year. Forgive again. And we're like, I don't want to be stressed anymore. And God says, well, then how do I build your life? How do I build you? That's like going to the gym and go, I don't want to pick up the weight. But that's what you have to. Yeah, I know. I've joined up and I paid $800. I'm not picking up any weight. But you need to. Okay, I'll do it. But as soon as it gets painful, I'm going to drop it. Well, we have a saying around here and it sort of goes like this. If there's no pain, there's no... Amen. So we're going to be taking up memberships for Durham Gym over here on the side. Same weight. Same weight. Depends how you see it. Do you know, I was in Poznan recently and there was some... really, really stressful situations going on there. Not with our church, but not in our church, outside of our church, external forces. And I was there on my own and the stress of the situation. And you know what? You know, it's terrible when your own preaching comes back to haunt you. Because that was probably the most stress I have been in about 15 years, in all honesty. But the whole time I'm going, this is so hard. Yeah. This is so difficult. But if I just saw it as that, awkward, no purpose stress, I would have given up. But because I saw it as a, what's God, what I was thinking was, what's God doing inside of me? What's he planning to do inside of me? Is this okay, guys? So come on. Let's with the last few minutes that I've got left, can I give you some real keys and some tools to get through this? Can we do this? Number one, 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verses 8 to 10. Number one, turn to God. Turn to God. We do not want you to be uninformed, brothers and sisters, about the troubles we experienced in the province of Asia. The same scripture. It says we were under great pressure. We heard that before. Far beyond our ability to endure so that we despaired of life itself. Yeah, we know that. Thank you, Paul. Indeed, it says, we felt like we had received the sentence of death. That's pretty bad pressure, yeah? But this happened that we might not rely on ourselves but on God. So the point of stress is that you go, God, this is so heavy. I can't do it anymore. Can you help me? And God says, yes, the stress worked. And you're like, really, God? Yeah, because you were doing life all by yourself. You didn't even need him. But as soon as you got to a place where the stress was overwhelming you and you went, God, this is so heavy. God says, do you want me to help? Do you want me to help? Yes. God says, yeah. We're doing this together now, are we? The Apostle Paul said all that pressure was so that you would turn to God.
Yeah.
If I can get Jordan just up here one more time. Come up here, buddy. Come up here. Can you help me with this way? Actually, you need to be my microphone again. From one Jordan to another. Okay, let's get... Okay. Tom, so I need you up here too. Yeah, come on. So apparently in the gym, right, you're working out and you're like, oh, this is easy. But let's say I had done this about 1,000 times because that's how much it would take for me to get puffed out doing it. Yeah. But let's say I was getting toward the last... Do you know when you go to the gym? As soon as you start to stress and strain, there's a good friend that usually comes and helps you. And then what do we do? Listen, they don't just come out of nowhere though. You've got to ask, don't you? And you've got to say, hey, mate, can you give me a spot? Now, listen, what he does, he doesn't take the whole weight off you. He just helps you. But you're still doing it. But without him, I couldn't get this thing to come up here. But with him, I can. Now listen, because he's doing that, I'm getting stronger and stronger. And listen, the tighter that I'm getting, he has to help me more. But the whole time, I'm still growing, but I can't do it without him. Hey, listen, God wants to spot you. He wants to spot you. The question is, will you allow him to? Or are you just going to go, oh, it's too heavy, drop it. As soon as it gets heavy, God... It's good. I can't do this. He drives me crazy. Do you want a spot? Yes, please. Ooh. Thank you, Lord. Do you know, there's a lady in our church and she's going through breast cancer. And when she first heard about it, she was completely blown away by the whole thing, like imagining how it was going to go. And I said to her recently, I said, how are you going? She says, Pastor Rich, I don't know whether I'm going crazy. I said, why? She said, because what I thought it was going to be and what I imagined it to be, now that I'm actually in it, it's actually not that bad. I said, are you serious? She goes, I don't know what it is, but I feel like I'm being carried. I feel like I'm being carried. And you know what's funny is that when we imagine her situation, we go, oh, that'd be so bad. Because see, you don't need the grace. But when you're actually in that situation, God gives you the grace to get through it because it's your challenge. You don't need the grace if it's not your challenge. So while we're all stressing and worrying about her, and we should be to some degree and showing care, she's actually getting through it because the grace of God is upon her, giving her a spot, and she's getting through it in Jesus' name. Give him a huge round of applause. I love that. Come on, turn to God, friends. And let me encourage you. This is the major point. You know, recently I've bought myself an expensive hobby car and I love driving it and it's awesome. But I'm smart enough to know that my car needed a service recently and I just didn't stop at a bus stop and go, hey mate, do you wanna just have a go fixing my car? You know, my car needs a bit of a service. Do you wanna just come and just open up the back of it and just, I don't know, tinker around? No, I wouldn't do that. Actually, I'm even nervous to take it to just an ordinary mechanic. No, I wanna see the word Porsche in the company that I'm, because I tell you, I want them to know the product. Listen, I've got a question for you. Why are you going to everyone else to help you with your stress when your maker is telling you, come home, I know how you work. I know what sort of oil you need. I know what sort of spark plugs you need. He knows how you work. Why do we go to everybody else when he is the one that we should be going to? Turn to God. Let it be your reality. Amen? Number two. Jesus said, do not worry. Now, I want to ask you something. Is there any wiggle room in do not worry? Like, he doesn't say, except for Tuesdays. No. He doesn't say, unless it's really, really bad, then I get it. You can worry. No, he just says, do not worry. Do you know why he tells us to do that? He says, because you worrying doesn't change anything.
Yeah.
Now, you know, I've said that many times off this platform and someone goes, Pastor Richard, I don't agree with that because I worry about a lot of things and 90% of what I worry about doesn't actually happen. Did you work that out? One? Yeah, okay. Yeah. You know, worry actually doesn't change anything. Jesus said, don't worry. Your Father in heaven knows. So what do we need to do? We need to turn to him. We need to allow him. Turn your cares into prayers. That's how we cope with stress. Are you okay? Don't worry about getting married. No, there are some people you're planning to get married and you're really stressed about that. God says, listen, I know what you need. You're gonna be okay. Oh, some people are worried about having their first child. Listen, when you get to that point, the grace of God's gonna be there waiting for you. What if I lost my partner? Some people, you know what, you're married and you constantly think, what if I lost my partner? Well, there's no grace of God for you until you have lost your partner. And for some of you, you're like, you know what? What if my partner just lives forever? And that's your stress. That's a different problem. We need to talk about something else about that. This is what it says in Matthew 6:34. This is in the Message version. In the Message. Have we got that, guys? I like this. Can we read this out together? Matthew 6:34. Where is it? Is it coming up? No? Screens are gone. Okay, here we go. This is what it says. It says, give your entire attention to what God is doing right now. Your entire attention to what God is doing right now. Don't get worked up about what may or may not happen tomorrow. God will help you deal with whatever hard things come up when the time comes. So what are you stressing about again? You know what? There's going to be stress, but just quickly say, God, I know you're going to help me out.
Yeah.
You know, when we went to Germany recently, I had to preach about 8 times. Helen had to preach about 16 times. Do you know, if you think about having to preach 16 messages, it overwhelms you.
Yeah.
Like, you're not just worried about how's it going to go for that one message. You've got to think about all of them. And it overwhelms you. Do you know what we have learned to do? God, can you just help me get through the first one? And then tomorrow when I have to preach that message, can you help me get through that one?
Yeah.
Next thing you know, you're 8 messages in.
Yeah.
And then God, can you help me with the 9th one too? And then he helps. And then all of a sudden you're coming back to Australia and you're thinking, how did I get through that? Because he was spotting you the whole time and he helps you. Come on. God's going to be there. Just take it one step at a time, one day at a time. Amen. And the last one is a really peculiar one, but I'm telling you guys, it's a truth that you have to watch out for. Do you know, when you stress, it produces chemicals like cortisol in your body, right? Now, let me get highly practical for you. If you're not doing some form of walking or running, if you can't run, just at least go for a walk. Why? Because it releases all the bad chemicals out of your body. Well, Pastor Rich, I just want to be like Jesus. Yeah, he walked everywhere.
That's true.
Is that all right? He walked everywhere. And Jesus and the disciples walked to Samaria, to Jerusalem. He was walking everywhere. That's why he was as fit as a fiddle. He was fit. And some of us, well, I want to be like Jesus. Well, do what he did.
Yeah.
Do what he did. Go ahead. Look after your body. Okay, some of us, honestly, the stresses that are going to come your way is because you're just actually not, your health isn't where God needs it to be for you to achieve everything that's on your life. So come on, get healthy on the outside, get healthy on the inside, get healthy in your mental capacity and realize what stress is trying to do in your life. God's going to build you. Amen.
Amen.
I've never seen, I'm gonna keep working with this illustration just for another moment. I've never seen anyone walking into the gym. Maybe there are, I've never seen them. But usually when people go into a gym, they go in there with a purpose. They know that there's gonna be weight, they know there's gonna be strain, there's gonna be sweat, but they know that there's a purpose. Come on, have some purpose about your stress. This is literally some of the last messages you're gonna hear in 2018, and our year has been, let's do life on purpose. We started it with purpose, we're ending it with purpose. Have some purpose in your life. Realize that God's got a purpose for you, and a part of that purpose is the stress that you're going to experience, but just hand it over to God and let him do something in your life. Amen.
Hi, I'm Richard Kabacki and pastor of Lifehouse Church. Just wanted to say thank you for listening to this message, and I hope and pray that you feel that it's added value to your life. My greatest desire is to see people develop a personal relationship with Jesus, which can begin by praying a very simple prayer. I'm going to pray that prayer right now, and if you'd like to begin that relationship, you can just repeat after me. Lord Jesus, I need you in my life. I choose you as my only hope of being forgiven. Please come into my life and let me begin a relationship with you that will last for all eternity. If you've prayed that prayer, we would love to know about it and celebrate your fantastic decision. You can do that by sending an email to mydecision@lifehouse.com.au. We look forward to hearing from you.